Okay, John Gill, first team coach. John, you're happy with the way the pre-season preparations have gone. It's full steam ahead Friday night. You're looking forward to the season?
Really looking forward to it. Jerry, it's been a long pre-season, but a very good pre-season. We've had excellent preparation. We've picked up very few injuries. Had a great trip away to Spain where we got a lot of work done. Good win in Cork on Saturday. Couple of great new signings. It's business as usual.
Sligo Rovers Friday night, they're going to be tough opposition. They've strengthened as well, but I suppose every game is going to be a challenge to you.
I think every game this year, I think this year the league's going to be, you know, we all know it's going to be very, very competitive. Yeah. The likes of the strengthening the Pats and Rovers have done. You know, Cork haven't gone away, despite everybody thinking they have. Waterford have strengthened as well. So, you know, even Derry have strengthened. It's going to be a really, really tough league, which I think is good. It's good for the league. We're certainly going into it in good fettle. We don't, you know, we don't fear anybody. We without being overcome, we're not arrogant, but we're confident in what we've done in pre-season and the group of players we have. The lads are very, very hungry for more success, which is the actual enlightening thing for me. I've never seen a group more focused and more motivated to keep winning things.
One of the things that have had to happen in Oriel Park, obviously, is the transition from one management, a very successful management, to a new management. But one of the main parts of the success of that management, Vinnie Peart, is now in as the boss man. But you know, he's a young man who has got it all too, and it was a good idea as well to bring yourself in, the experience as well, along with you, a good management team.
Listen, I think I've said it, I've got on record, I don't think Vinnie Peart got, or all the staff and players got as much credit as they should have got. That wasn't down to anybody's particular fault, certainly not Stephen Kenny's fault.
Yeah.
Just Stephen was the figurehead, but there was an awful lot of other people behind the success of Dundalk.
Of course there was, yeah.
People have to realise that. Vinnie, Rory Higgins are two exceptionally gifted young men who I think are going to go on to have massive futures in the domestic game and maybe even beyond.
Yeah.
The players have a huge amount of respect for them. I've seen that myself. I think the fans have. So, you know, it's a new structure that we have. People from outside the club and outside of our remit probably wonder what. We know exactly what our remit is. We know exactly what our roles are. We're comfortable with it. We can't help the way other people think or what they're thinking. We're just going to get down, keep our heads down, try and win football matches.
Does living post era with the Kenny era, I know I keep referring back to it, does it put added pressure on you and Vinny at all, or it's just not considered, is it?
Yes, we haven't spoken about it. You've got to respect Stephen Kenny's record. He'd probably go down in the annals as the best manager ever in Aircom League history.
Yeah.
I mean, Dundalk has been very lucky in that sense with Jim McLaughlin and Stephen Kenny.
Yeah.
Two brilliant men, two brilliant football men, but people move on for whatever reasons. I always go back to the club is always bigger than any individual.
Yeah.
And I've always said that. Dundalk's a big football club. Will it miss Stephen Kenny? Obviously you'd miss Stephen Kenny. He's a great manager, but I think Vinnie said it at the start when he was, there was no need to panic. We haven't panicked. We've just kept our heads down, worked hard, made a couple of small little changes, brought in some new personnel, and to be honest with you, it's business as usual.
It was a good choice by the owners of the club as well to have continuity. And when you have somebody as skillful as Vinnie there, and then to bring you in as well, a former manager, it was the right decision.
I think it is. I think what the club didn't need, certainly the fans and the area, we didn't need, and that's not. I'm not being disrespectful to anybody else, but if you were to bring in somebody from outside that didn't know the culture, didn't know the inner doings of the club, it could have been a disaster. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I think they've made the right decision,
yeah.
But that will be proved, you know, over time.
Yeah.
But I still think it's the right decision. And I think over time it will be proved right.
And I mean, the bookies have you back as 4 to 5 favourites. Do you think, you know, you've also got the mantle as well. All the other teams are chasing you and want to, in every game, whether they're mid-team, second team or bottom team, they're going to want to knock you off the pair, so you're going to have to deal with that too.
Yeah, and I think we will deal with it. I think there's a focused group of players, an experienced bunch of players, a serial group of winners. And when you have that, when you've got people like that, when they're serial winners, they want to win every game. So we're not really looking over a shoulder. We're looking forward. We're trying to progress. We're trying to make ourselves better. And some people might find that hard. How do you make yourselves better? Well, you've always got to strive to improve, and that's what we're striving to do.
Who do you see as the teams that will be up there with you?
Well, I think obviously, I don't think Cork have gone away. I think Pats have strengthened significantly. Rovers, big season for them.
Yeah.
They're going to be very competitive. And Waterford, yeah. Derry have strengthened.
Yeah.
Sligo, a new manager going in, the Liam Buckley factor. Will that have a, you know?
It looks as if, as you said, it's going to have drawn the hallmarks, the most competitive league for a good while.
I really think it will, Jerry. I think there's going to be peaks and troughs. It's going to be like a roller coaster ride. The thing is, you've got to keep your focus, not panic. The good thing about Dundalk players and you know, most of the management team, been down this road before, so there certainly won't be any panic. We'll treat every game in its merits. We'll prepare properly. And I think if we do that, we give ourselves a great chance of beating anybody in that league.
And just the last question, there was quotes in the media that possibly Dundalk may be bringing in one or two more players before the window closes. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're actively looking. We hopefully are not finished yet. We'd like to bring in one, possibly two more players. Yeah. We're looking, but they have to be the right quality of players. Yeah. I think, in fairness, the four new players that we brought in have been excellent, yeah. Excellent acquisitions. You know, young Daniel Kelly, Aaron McCreary, and then you've got Flores and Sean Murray. They're four serious operators. They will add to the group. We still hopefully will add one, if not two more. We're actively looking, but we'll only add them if we feel they can add to the squad.
And finally, how have you been settling in?
Listen, it's like, if I won't say it's like I've never been away, Jerry, but I'm really enjoying it. It's a great place to be around.
Thanks very much.